Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to switch it around on y'all this morning. Glory to God.
Glory.
I'm going to let the prophetess speak today. I guarantee you she's got a word in season. I don't know what it is, but I can guarantee you it's a word in season. I guarantee you she puts in the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she studies and she focuses and she prays and she gets what God has got for us today. We're going to be fed very, very good. And I want to do what she normally does. I'm going to speak a blessing over you.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to pray over you first. And I want to ask you just to receive. Amen. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus over every person under the sound of my voice, over every family member that's a member here, over every extended family member, over every grandchild and child and great-grandchild. Mm-hmm. I plead the blood of Jesus,
yes.
And I call forth spiritual abortion against every assignment,
yes,
every plan, every plot,
Jesus,
every scheme,
yes,
of the enemy against these families.
Yes,
I declare in the name of Jesus, stop the assignments of the enemy against them. Stop,
yes,
the assignments of the enemy against their finances. Stop the assignments of the enemy to stir up strife,
mm-hmm,
in these families. In the name of Jesus,
name.
I declare all, mm-hmm, things are passed away. Behold, all things are become,
yes,
new. I declare in the name of Jesus, nana moniesia, andara boriesia, andara boriesia, andara boriesia, nana moniesia, andara boriesia, andara boriesia. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of over the minds of everyone here. I plead,
yes,
the blood of the minds,
yes,
of the members. I plead the blood of the minds,
yes,
oh, over the minds. I plead the blood,
yes,
of Jesus,
yes,
Christ. I plead the blood.
Yes.
I plead,
Lord,
the blood.
The blood.
Different thought processes.
Yes.
I say the blood. The blood causes right thought processes.
Yes.
The blood.
The blood
of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. On the Boriesia de Boriesia. Anda di bohole, anda hada hada hada, nana mana hada bo, anda harassing spirits. I bind harassing spirits against the members, against their families, against their animals, against their nana mana, against their children, against nana mana, against their vehicles. I bind the assignments. I cancel the assignments. With the blood of Jesus, I cancel the assignments of the enemy. I call for spiritual abortion in the name of Jesus. They're aborted. Those plans are not fully formed. And while they're still in that phase of being fully formed, we say they're not able to be formed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
the name
they're not
of
able.
Jesus.
Those weapons are not able to come to fruition,
yes,
against the families
the
of these,
of
this church in the name,
yes,
of Jesus. Oh, yeah, Boriesia. And the blood. The blood is on the finances of the families. The blood is on the jobs of the families. The blood. The blood. The blood. I plead the blood.
And
the Boriesia. And the Boriesia. And the Boriesia. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every scheme. Every scheme for untimely death, every scheme, to ruin, every scheme to spoil. No, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus cancels it. Under the body,
yes, in Jesus' name, cancels it.
Under the body,
yes.
Under the body, yes. Under the body, yes. Under the body, yes. Under the body, yes. Nana mana Doria Boriesia de Badalarabo. Undadabo. I want to read you a scripture. Isaiah 60 and verse number 1. And then it may go into 2 and 3. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness covers the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. I declare in the name of Jesus, according to this scripture, the glory of the Lord is on the families of this church.
Yes.
The glory of the Lord is on your family. The glory of the Lord is manifesting in your family. The glory of the Lord is manifesting in your finances. The glory of God, is causing favor to happen to you like never before. The glory of God is causing you to be blessed coming in and blessed going out. The glory of God, is causing supernatural protection upon you and your family.
Yes.
The glory of God is manifesting. It is appearing. It is andadaboriasia. The glory of God is on you. The glory of God is on your house. The glory of God is on your vehicles. The glory of God is on your children. The glory of God. Glory, 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 goodness, mercy, goodness, mercy. Under the glory, goodness and mercy. The glory causes increase on your job. The glory causes promotion on your job. The glory causes divine reversals in situations that are raised against you. In the name of Jesus, the glory of God is upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
The glory's here. The glory's here.
Yes.
It's in this place. Glory. The glory of the Lord is here.
Yes.
It's in this place.
Hallelujah.
The glory's on you.
Yes.
Handadiboa. I don't think we're going to do an overlooking time this morning.
Okay.
Glory to God.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We receive that this morning, don't we? Amen. The glory, the glory, the glory over every part of our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He is good. Praise the Lord and thank God for His mercy that endures forever. We need His mercy every day, don't we? Each and every day. We fall on God's mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The title of my message this morning is, The Answer Will Surely Come. The answer will surely come. Amen. Everybody say it's on the way. Glory to God. It's on the way. Well, I want to start out in Habakkuk. Some of you could probably call it Habakkuk. We probably all got it wrong. The truth of it, you know, be known we all have that pronunciation wrong, but that's okay. God knows what we're saying. Thank God. Well, let's see. Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, verses 2 and 3 says, And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Everybody say appointed time. For the vision is for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Everybody say wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Everyone say, it will surely come.
It will surely come.
Amen. So I want to ask you to begin off this morning is, what are you asking God for? What are you believing Him for today? Amen?
Amen.
So whatever you are believing God for, whatever you are asking Him for, make it plain. Amen. You know, sometimes I think that we think, well, God, I'm asking too much. I'm asking too big. And I'm just not even worthy to receive such a good thing from you. But God, you know, we serve a God that thinks big. I promise you, you're not thinking anything so big this morning that God's not thinking any bigger. Even bigger. He's thinking bigger than you can even imagine this morning. Amen. So we can't outthink God. Hallelujah. So God says to think big this morning. Amen. 2019 is a new day. It's a new day dawning. Amen. And we're going to reach for bigger things today than what we did in 2018. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as long as we're not going against God's word and what we're believing Him for and what we're asking Him for, it's okay to ask big. And you know, Juan was, you know, that was such a good way to pull yourself out of that. That was good. But, sorry, Juan. But he's talking about dreams. You know, God has given us dreams and He's given us visions and He's given us desires in our hearts. Amen. And so God doesn't want us to let go of those things. He wants us to even reach further and believe for more. Amen. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we're not going to allow the negative things from 2018 to stop what God has got for us in 2019. Amen. God has got a plan for you. He has got a plan for you. God has wanted to use you in a way that He can't use the person sitting next to you. Amen. And see, the enemy has come in and tried to say, now look, what has gone on in 2018, God must not have a purpose or a plan for me. Well, that is a lie from the enemy. God has still got a plan for you. He still has a purpose for you. Amen. And so He's wanting you to reach out further with your faith than you've ever reached out before. Praise God. So it's okay to ask big. It's okay to dream big. Amen? Now, it's okay to ask small. Amen. If what in our minds is small. But if it's important to us, amen, it's important to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The appointed time. There is an appointed time today. It might not happen immediately. Amen. But it doesn't mean that it's not God's will for you to have it. Amen. Might not happen immediately. It may tarry. And if it tarries, the Word of God says, wait for it. He didn't say, get weary and let go of it. He didn't say, I changed my mind. It's not my will. I don't have that plan for you. He's saying, wait for it. Hallelujah. Wait for it. Don't let go of it. Hallelujah. Wait for it, because the answer will surely come. It's on the way. Glory to God. I want to read to you Proverbs 2, chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. And I'll be reading it from the New International Version. It says, He holds success in store for the upright. If you are born again this morning, you are the upright. Amen? Amen. So God has in store for you success. Right. Amen. He is a shield to those who walk blameless. For He guards the course of the just and protects the way of His faithful ones. God is faithful this morning. God has a plan of success for your life. God holds victory in store for you. Praise God. So we have to set ourselves for victory. Amen. We have to plan on winning the battle that we're going through. Praise God. But it's awesome and wonderful that when we are going through a battle, we know that we're not going through it alone. We know that our God is carrying us through the battle. Amen. And that the battle is His, saith the Lord. Amen. Set your mind for victory. Plan on winning the battle you're going through. Hebrews 11:11 says, through faith, you know what? This is a faith walk.
Yeah.
When we get up in the morning, we're walking by faith. As we go through our day, we're walking by faith. When we say amen to a prayer, it's a faith walk. From amen to there it is. Whether it comes immediately or whether it takes years, amen. It's a faith walk. Glory to God. Through faith, also Sarah received strength to conceive seed and was delivered a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful. Everybody say faithful.
Faithful.
She judged him faithful who had promised. Now God had promised Sarah a child. Amen. And though it tarried, and though it tarried, and though it tarried, amen, she waited in faith, and she waited in faith, and she waited in faith, amen, because she judged him faithful who had promised. God is faithful. Now, this isn't my vision for my life. This was Sarah's vision. She was 90 years old when she had Isaac. Now, I don't know about you, but by the time I was 40, I would have said, I don't think so. By 50, I would say, I guess it wasn't God's will. And then by 60, 70, 80, I've been praising God. Thank you, Lord, you didn't answer that prayer. But that wasn't my vision, see. That was Sarah's vision. Hallelujah. But she held on. She knew that she served a faithful God. And what God had promised, amen, he was going to perform it. Amen. She didn't let go of the promise of God. She didn't get weary and let go. But she stood on the promise of God. What he had told her. Amen. Maybe God has promised you something. Maybe he felt on the inside. God has promised you something. He's told you something. And you've prayed and you've asked God about it. But maybe it hadn't happened yet. Maybe it's been a few months. Or maybe it's been a few years. But God promised you something. Amen. And so I'm not going to let go of it. I'm not going to stop believing it. I'm not going to turn my back on it. I'm going to stand on what God promised me. Because God is faithful. If we can't remember one thing through this walk, if we'll just hold on to that one little thing, God is faithful. He'll bring you through. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you on top. You are victorious this morning. You are a winner this morning. See, God's plan for his people is always victory. He never has one thought of you failing. Amen. God says you can't fail. If you'll just keep on walking, keep your eyes on him. Keep on walking. You're not going to fail. The enemy will try. He'll lie to you every day of the week. He'll try to steal that faith. He'll try to steal it from you. See, he can't steal the promises of God unless he tricks you out of it. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came. Hallelujah. Jesus came that we will have life and have it more abundantly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. When you're believing God for something, plan on God's faithfulness. Amen. We're so glad to see Wilfred here this morning. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word. God's word. God's promises. I know the devil came to him every day of the week and said, you're not going to make it. This is the end of you. But God, hallelujah, he's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. Amen. Wilford, you just gave the devil a black eye this morning. Amen. You came on back. Amen. It started the year off with God worshiping in the house of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Plan on God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. And if you plan for victory, you'll get it. Plan for victory. Plan for victory and you'll get it. Praise God. It will surely come. The answer will surely come. Everybody say, God is faithful.
God is faithful.
Amen. He is. And don't give up on what you are praying about. Don't give up on what you're believing God for. Don't allow the enemy to come in the door. Amen. Shut the door to the devil. Say no to the enemy. Speak God's word. When the enemy comes to you, like he did Jesus. And Jesus said, it is written. He fought the devil with the word. Amen. And so why would we have to do anything less? We have to fight the enemy with the word. Glory to God. Amen. Well, in Daniel chapter 10, we know that Daniel was praying. He was fasting and praying. And he had been praying for 3 weeks, fasting and praying. And he didn't hear nothing from God. Have you ever been there and done that? Amen. But then, after 21 days, an angel came to Daniel. Isn't it awesome to know that God sends his angels to us? Amen. He's so good to us. He's an awesome God. Amen. And, you know, God's angels are mighty. They're warriors. They're strong. You know, they're not little wimpy cherubs that we see these little statues of, like little babies. No, let's just read in chapter 10, verse 5 and 6, it describes the angel that came to Daniel. It said, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearing of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. That's a mighty warrior right there, amen. That's not no little wimpy thing. That is a mighty warrior. God has got his angels on your side, warring for you. Warring for you today, amen. Hallelujah. And it said that when the angel came to David, it's Daniel. He addressed Daniel as a man greatly beloved. You know, you are greatly beloved this morning. That's what God thinks about you. Amen. He sent his only son to die on the cross just for you. You are greatly beloved this morning. Amen. And then the angel told Daniel his words were heard the first day. The first day that he prayed, God heard his words. And God hears your words the first day you pray. Amen. It's the truth anyhow. Praise God. And I want to read that in Daniel 10, and it's verses 12 and 13. I want to read that in the New Living Translation. It says, "Then he said, 'Don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven.'" So the first day you pray, your request is heard in heaven. It says, "And I have come in answer to your prayer. But for 21 days, the Spirit," everybody say Spirit.
Spirit.
"So for 21 days, the Spirit Prince of the Kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the Spirit Prince of the Kingdom of Persia." Well, you might be thinking this morning, well, did God really hear my prayer? If he did, why is it taking so long? Well, it might just be that there's a spirit of darkness that is holding back the answer. But believe me, there are angels warring on your behalf. Amen. The answer is on the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is coming. Amen. It will surely come. It will surely come. God's not forgotten your prayer this morning. God's not forgotten his promise to you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. It's surely coming. Hallelujah. The answer will surely come. It's not God holding it back. You know, there's always opposition to your prayer. There's always a battle going on. But we know that Jesus has already won the battle. Amen. So don't give up. Don't give up. Keep standing. Keep your eyes on the Word of God. Amen. Keep it going in your mind. The Scriptures. Keep it going over in your mind. We sang that song this morning. There were walls between us. But Jesus came and broke those walls down. Amen. Jesus is on your side this morning. He is with you today. We serve a faithful God. Hallelujah. God's angels are warring for you. They are bringing your answers today. Amen. Victory is always God's plan for you. Always his plan. So set your faith for victory. When you go to prayer, you don't just ask something mishap. You ask in faith. You ask believing that God is hearing your prayer and that God is working on your behalf, that he's got the angels going there and he's sending them from heaven to bring you the answer. Amen. It's not time to quit or time to give up on your prayer. Amen. Victory is on the way. Amen. Jesus is tearing down some walls this morning. Tearing down some walls this morning. Amen. So we set our faith for victory today. Hallelujah. We keep fighting the good fight of faith. Praise God. And we are in a fight today. Whether we want to believe that or not, we are. But we fight the good fight of faith. Amen. We don't give up. We never, never, never give up. Amen. It will surely come. It will surely come. Everybody say, it will.
It will.
Surely.
Surely.
Come.
Come.
Amen. Now, God's got great plans for you this year. Yeah. Amen. He's got some breakthroughs planned for you this year. Amen. He's got some finances coming to you that you didn't realize He had planned for you. You're trying to figure it out. How, God? Where's it going to come from? It's going to come from Him. Amen. Like Patty said, it's not from us being so smart. It's because of who we serve. Amen. Because He's a good God this morning, and He's a faithful God. We can depend on Him because we know He is faithful. He keeps His promises. He's on your side. He sees you as already won it. You've already got the victory. Amen. It's a finished thing. It's a done deal. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm believing for some breakthroughs and some mighty things for Oasis Christian Center in 2019. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm believing. Amen. And I felt the Lord drop down on the inside of me that He is going to show His extreme goodness this year. Amen. I love that word extreme, don't you? Hallelujah. That goes over and above just mediocre. You know, I'll just show you some goodness. No, He's going to show His extreme goodness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then Jerry Savelle, you know, the Lord always gives him a prophecy for the church. And He gave him a prophecy for 2019, for this year. And it said, 2019 will be a year of marvels, wonders, and extraordinary manifestations of the greatness of our God. That's God's plan for you today. That's His plan for you for this year. Amen. So I'm going to set my mind, amen, I'm going to set my mind on God's faithfulness. I'm going to set my mind on victory. Hallelujah. And I'm setting my mind that it will surely come. The answer will surely come. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm looking for what God's plan is for the church for this year. I'm not just speaking of Oasis. You are the church. You are the church. So I'm excited of what God is going to do in your life. Amen. What He's going to do in your life this year. Amen. He's going to turn some things around. Hallelujah. See, what the enemy meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for your good and for His glory. Amen. For your good and for His glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't He an awesome God this morning? Yes. Praise the Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. His word doesn't change. It's powerful. It's quick. It's sharp. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're not going to give up. We're not going to let go of our faith in God. We're going to hold on to the promises of God. We're going to stand, amen, and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. He is a good God, isn't He? He's a mighty God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel breakthrough coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's be in prayer for just a few minutes. Praise you, God. Hallelujah.